We are learning Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Chayve Erechim Mashkinim Oisai. If someone is Mechayv himself to give Erechim on someone, so Bezdin gets a valve to make sure he pays his dues. He owes money, he owes Arachim, he owes money for Arachim. So Bezdin comes and takes a Mashkin from him to force him to make sure he pays up his dues. Chayv echatas v'ashama is if someone's chayv echatas v'avero or osham v'avero ein mashkin v'yisai. You don't, Bezin's not getting involved to give him a mashkin to make sure he does it. And what's the reason? Since it's a kapara, we're not worried he's in a slack off from bringing it because he wants to get a kapara, so he will bring it. Chayv oilois u'shlamim mashkin v'yisai. Chayv oilois and shlamim, you also give him a mashkin. Why? Because there, since it's not such a strong kapara, it's not v'avero. Therefore, we're worried he might be lax in bringing it, and therefore we give him a mashkin. Zokta mishtavaita apishay meschapa loy achi yisratza. Even though he's not going to get the kapara of oilo shlom, which is a small kapara, you know, for mitzvah say, until he wants it, shenemar l'ritzoinoy, still you force him. Because koyfen achi emreitzani. Because the mishtavaita warning that is like Mishra's asking that if you do a mashkin or oilo shlamim, so it won't be l'ritzoino, it won't be on his own will. If it's not on his own will, then it'll be a problem of l'ritzoino, so it won't be yoytze the carbon. So Mishra says, you force him until he says reitzadi. Even though we know by a get, it has to be medaita, it has to be in his own volition, still, you could force him until he says reitzani. And we know the famous Rambam that says every Yid really wants to do Ratzain Hashem, and when you force him, you're just bringing out that inner will of his that he wants to do Ratzain Hashem, and then he says reitzani. But either way, we're saying that reitzani teaches us has to be his own Ratzain, and you could force him until he says reitzani. Sakta Gemara, Amar Papa, even though we learned in the Mishnah that Chatos Va'ashamois there, you don't give a mashkin because he wants a kapara. You always bring a kapara. Masha inkein by oilos and shlamim. There you have to give him a mashkin. You have to force him to give it because he might not bring it. Sokra papa. Sometimes it's just the opposite. Amra papa. Pa'avim shechayv v'chatos. Certain type of chatois and mashkin oisah. You have to force him. Chayv oilos ain't mashkin oisah. What's the case? Chayv v'chatos mashkin oisah. You know what type of chatos? V'chatos nazir. By chatos of a nazir. The kivin amar gilach achas mishloshtum yotza. The loch is if you. Part of the process of a nazir to make himself now mutter to drink wine and to take haircuts and to be metame, he has to bring three kabanas. So there it says, if you do one of them, it's a chaz oila or a shlam, not a chaz oila or a shlam. So if you take the haircut on one of those kabanas, one of the kabanas, you bring the zrika, huta nazir lishos yayin. The nazir is mutter to drink wine now, tam lamesim and tam mesim. Pasha boy v'loy maisi. So therefore, since one carbon of the three, the oilo shlom chatas is enough, so he might not bring the chatas. And therefore, in this case, we have to force him because he might get the kapara even without it. Because the halacha is that the b'di'eved, one of them is good enough. And therefore, is this a case where chatas, he have to be forced because this chatas, he might be lax in bringing it because he could be yotze with one of the other ones. Of course, the chatrili have to bring all three, but since you could finish as nazir with one of them, there's a chash, you might be lax, and therefore we have to force him. That's a case where even chatois you have to force. What's the case by oila where you don't have to force? Chayv oilos ein mashkinoi, so what's the case? The first Gemara thing is talking about oilos yoledes. We know a yoledes cannot go into Beis HaMikdash until she brings a carbon. She brings a chatas and a oila. So the Gemara is assuming now is that you bring the oila before the chatas. And since she has to bring the chatas because she wants a kapara to be able to go into Beis HaMikdash, she for sure has to bring the oila because the oila happens first. So there's no reason to force her for the oila. She's going to do it on her own volition because she has to bring the chatas and the oila comes before the chatas. That's the one I think right now. Chayva oila is a mashkinoi. So what's the case? For oila, so you let us. Mind you, why do you think oila comes first? The act of Meili Krok, because in the Pasuk it says it first. Zachti Gemara, Va'amar Raval Mekrok, Dima Kosov. Only the Torah just says you have to be mafrish and give it a shame oila before chatas, but of course you bring the chatas first. So then you might be lax in the oila, so there can't be that pshat. There can't be that oila you don't have to make a mashkin for, you don't have to force for. Ella is talking about Elis Mitzayra, the Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yehuda ben Breika Emek, Hashem shechatos v'Hashem ikvasei, kach oila so ikvasei. Oila is ma'akev by a kapara of a Mitzayra, and therefore you don't have to worry about being mashkin him, being forcing him, because he's going to bring it, because he wants to get a kapara as a Mitzayra. Says in the pasuk, "Yakriv oisai, melamet shekayfin oisai." That teaches us that by oila you can force him. Bezdin gets involved to force him to bring the carbon. And really, the truth is, on every mitzvah asay, Bezdin gets involved in forcing you to do a mitzvah asay. And really, the mafarshim asks that why any special pasuk over here by oila to say that Bezdin gets involved forcing him to bring the carbon. So the mafarshim answer that. You would think, since it says Ritzoinoi, so you don't force him here. You do get involved in forcing him to bring his Oila. We said before, and we explained in the Mishnah, that he might be lax in the Oila. Therefore, Bezdin gets involved to force him. Maybe you force him to bring it forcibly. It has to be the Ritzoin. And you force him until he says Ritzoni. Talk to more about the new Gemara. Omar Shmuel says, Oila tzricha da'as shenem l'rtsoina. As we know, oila needs das. Because it says l'rtsoina. Freit the Gemara, my kamash v'lom, what's Shmuel teaching us? It's a Mishnah. Tanina afish emeschap aloi achi yisratza shenem l'rtsoina. It says, you need l'rtsoina. It says in our Mishnah, you need l'rtsoina. What's Shmuel telling us? Zach the Gemara, aloi tzricha, avada, Shmuel knew, everyone knows that you need l'rtsoina yourself. Shmuel says like this. The parashay chavre, your friend decided he's going to do you a favor. He's bringing oila for you. Does he need your das or not? Ma'otem keeping a das me today. When does he need das? When it's his own carbon, you want to force me? You have to have my das. I'm a chavre. He wants to bring a carbon for me. I can't get involved. Like, maybe you don't need das. Kamas v'lon zimud le'nichle l'chav b'di lav today. Sometimes he doesn't want you to be a chavre for him with oila. He wants to bring carbon himself, and therefore you need das. He wants to get the mitzvah himself. That's the, you know, he wants the mitzvah himself. Therefore, you have to let him know. And some say that the verse is that as long as he's quiet, you let him know, it's mashma, just being madia him is enough. First, it's mashma Rashi, that being madia him, by the way, I bring a carbon for you, and he's quiet, that's enough. So I think about it, right? The meisvet. Chatosoi, when I ask a kash on Shmuel, Shmuel is a chadish das, that when someone else brings a carbon for you, the halacha is you need his das. Meisvet, when I ask you a kash. Chatosoi, va'ashomai shal ploini alai. Someone says he's going to bring a chatas and an asham for someone else. Le da'as, yotza, shalei da'as le yotza. Only if you do le da'as is good, shalei le da'as not good. And that's chatas and asham. But the Brisa says, by ulasoi, v'shlomov, shalpleini, alai, bein le da'as, bein shalei le da'as, yotza, yotza, either way. So it's a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel said, even by ulo, you need his da'as when someone else brings it for him. Amalach Shmuel, ki tanyahi, v'shas kaparo. That bright song of Shas Kapara, the irritib Shas Afrosha, by Afrosha, he allowed him to do it. And therefore, by Afrosha, he said, you know, you can bring the oila, or Chatas, or all these things. In Storm, with Shas Kapara, you have to tell him again. So by Chatas and Asham, do you have to tell him again? Why? Because he wants to do smicha, really. But oila and Shlomim don't have a smicha for Kapara, really. So there, he doesn't care, and he can do Shlomim Das. That's what Shmuel says. And Kikamina, no, when do I say you do need Das? But even by Oila b'shas hafrasha, when you mafresh it, then he says he wants. I want to bring carbon myself. So then you need his das. Once you have his das, then you don't need b'shas kapara. So that's Shmuel sugi. Ula agus upliga du ula. Ula is mamish the opposite. Upliga du ula. Omo ula lechilku bechatas la Oila. The only difference between chatas and Oila, el shechatas tricha das b'shas hafrasha. Va'ila in tricha das b'shas hafrasha. Ula holds when you mafresh it, you do not have to ask him. But even by oila, you don't have to ask him. By chatas you do, because that's kapara. But by a real kapara, it's really his kapara. But by oila, you do not have to ask him. Avoshas kapara, avoshas kapara, then you have to ask both of them. Idi vidi ladas, because he holds the is smicha by oila. What's something you have to ask him? Idi vidi ladas. Yotza, shalodas la yotza. But ula holds the opposite. Avoshas kapara, even by oila, you need das. But Shasta Afrosha, he doesn't care because the Maisa is saving money for the carbon. But and instead of Chasa Asham Ula says you still need it by Shasta Afrosha because he wants, you know, he doesn't want to mechap with someone else's carbon. But the Maisa, but Shasta Krova, Lemaisa, that's where Ula argues. Ula is even Ula Chatz Asher, everyone agrees, Vishas HaKrava, you need Das, because that you need Smicha. You want to be the Vishas Smicha to do, you know, to be Mesvada on the Chait. But Ula and Shlom is Machlaikas, because since it doesn't come for a specific Chait, so that's why it's Machlaikas. Shmuel says, you're not, you don't have to let him know. Give him Shlom fun of. But Ula holds that even though they're not Machuyiv to be Mesvada on the carbon, but maybe they probably want to do Smicha. They probably want to do smicha, and therefore they want to be there. That's what Ula holds. Chalik is Ula and Shmuel. But get that clear, Chalik is Ula and Shmuel, because it's the Geya, the next Gemara, to know clearly the Chalik is Ula and Shmuel. So the Gemara, Meisveh, when I ask Akasha, Meisveh, it says in a Braisa, Chatosai, Va'ashamai, Oilosai, V'shloma, means all the Kabbalahs shall plain the Alai, Ladas, Yatosai, Ladas, Yatosai, it only works Ladas. So it's Akasha on both Mandi Amrim, because both Mandi Amrim have a time when even that when you need ladas, but when you don't need ladas by oila. So the Gemara Shmuel mukila b'shas afrasha. Shmuel say that here it says ochatas ashamay oila say everything ladas yata shel das la yata. And the problem is we have before that you know the by oila it's even shel das yata. So Shmuel is an answer like this. Shmuel Mukilah v'shas afrasha. Shmuel says this right thing with v'shas afrasha, like Shmuel l'shitas. So the whole is, when I mean mafresh the carbon, all kabbonis need da'as. Well, Ula Mukilah v'shas kapara. Ula holds all kabbonis need da'as v'shas kapara, like we said before, that's the smicha. Rapapa comes and elaborates on this teretz, really. Omer Rapapa, misnait da'adot le'kashin, they're not sure the two brises on each other. One brise by Oila says you don't need das, and one by Oila says you do need das. Because Havas Shas Kapara, Havas Shas Afrasha. One Shas Kapara, one Shas Afrasha. Which one's which? The Gemara explains, V'amaroi nami le'kashin, because Shmuel Muki kamaisa the first brise, b'shas Kapara. Because he holds by Kapara, Oila does not need das. B'sraisa, the second brise which says you need das, even by Oila, b'shas Afrasha. That's b'shas when you're being mafresh the carbon, when you're setting aside the carbon in the first place. Uli does the opposite. Uli muke ipcha. He says the first brisa that says ba'ilo does not need das is talking about b'shas hafrasha, and the second brisa that says he do need das is talking about b'shas kapara, like we said al smicha. But zok rapapa ba'amaroi va'ad pliga. Of course, Ula and Shmuel are arguing. The brisas are kishtim. Ula and Shmuel are arguing. So we're pshita. Obviously, they're arguing. Ma'ad tema. Maybe Shmuel holds Oila always needs Das. Sai b'shas afrasha and Shai b'shas kapara. Ai says afrasha. He means also b'shas afrasha. Even though then you wouldn't have Shah in the first brisa, which says clearly that there is a case that Oila works even Shal Das, and if Shmuel holds you always need Das by Oila, it'll be Shver. But maybe Shmuel not worried about that brisa. And maybe Shmuel doesn't really argue completely on Ula. No, Shmuel and Ula are punked opposites. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya. Taisvis has maybe a little bit different mahalach in it. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Okay. One more Gemara to the end of the parak. It says, V'chein v'gita noshim kaifin. Omer av sheshes. Hai man demosa moido'o agita, moido'o moido. That means, if someone writes, before he writes a get, he puts out a paper. By the way, any get I'm writing is forced, and it's not a good get. You put out a paper, you sign it with Adim. By the way, any get I'm giving is a forced get, and it's not a good get. Let's see, he writes that paper. It's a good maida. Let's say tomorrow. Tomorrow, pshita pashit. You wrote a maida. What's the chiddush? Le'tricha da'asu v'irtzi. After he put the maida out, they forced him to write a get, and he said, "Write sani." The loch is, it's not a good get. You would think maybe by agreeing to the get, you mevatel the moida, you mevatel the statement that said you don't want the get. Kamash lo, no. And he brings a right from the Mishnah. Then came listing achayitin. Our Mishnah say you force him achayitin. Don't say that. My achayoymer at the mevatel moida. Achayim means until he's mevatel moida. The only way it's good to get until he says, you know what, that moida I said is not good. Then therefore Tosafot speaks out. Lefikach nagu olam levatel kol moida moida da asu. When they write a get, they tell him you have to mevatel all the maidas. With Shas and Asina, the Chashina is no matter. You make sure there's a vatel all the maidas before the get. That's a very important thing. Hadana Allah Ha'imir Meshkali. Finished the parak. Hadana Allah Ha'imir Meshkali for those that finished it.